Look at me! Here I am! Love me.
You know what I think is funny? Is that pessimists call themselves realists. I'd rather be an optimist. Welcome to Guy in a Tie, episode 168. So I'm not saying that it's good to be a pessimist or an optimist. You know, they're both right. It's just that I choose to be an optimist, plain and simple. I'd rather look at kindness, compassion, and thoughtfulness rather than what's wrong in the world. And that's the topic of today's Guy in a Tie School in Session, later on in today's Guy in a Tie podcast. So hey, Skyline is open, it's in session, and I love Skyline. It was a great week. I have wonderful students in the Health and Medicine Magnet, and I have wonderful students in my science classes, and it's great to see all my 10th grade, all my former students back at Skyline. So hey, this is Guy in a Tie, where I try to bring you independent music while doing the Guy in a Tie thing. You know, each week I try to pick a little topic and do schools in session. That's it. I just try to have a little chit chat to talk about, like today's topic, becoming or remaining optimistic. So this is an independent podcast. I find independent music that I dig, that I think is going to make it someday on the radio, and they'll give them some playtime on this Guy in a Tie podcast for the school. So one of my favorite bands of all time is Mayday Parade, and you guys know that like 2 years ago, A Lesson in Romantics came out, and I just love that CD. It's Mayday Parade out of Tallahassee, Florida, my favorite band of all time, and they have a new CD coming out next month, and I pre-ordered it anywhere but here. This is Mayday Parade with Kids in Love. I've been waiting for it, and here it is on Guy in a Tie. Hope you dig it.
Summertime, and my girl was the envy of every friend of mine. She slept safely in my arms. We were so young and invincible. Close lips, she was never one to kiss and tell. Those trips in the summer never went so well. Young love is such dumb love. Call it what you want, it was still enough. Counting every star, our hearts beat inside our chests, leaving us gasping for every breath. Her smile with the wind blowing through her hair was so contagious in the air. So satisfying, and I'm still smiling. Out of my reach, and you stare. All of the things that I want in my life, how could I ask you to leave me? And we were just kids in love.
hear that? It's the winds of change.
Guy in a tie, best in new and independent music.
Is that all you've got?
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
Guy in a tie.
That's my name, don't wear it out.
Guy in a tie. What? It's Guy in a tie.
Hot snot, we are back in business.
Guy in a tie. And Skyline Rules.
Where are you going?
I'm going to pick a fight.
Oh my god. It's the guy in a tie.
Correct answer.
Hi, Guy in a tie. Hot.
GuyInATie.com.
Are you ready, guys? So now you know, it's no more surprises.
All right, here's an acoustic track by Paramore, Life's Not a Competition, off their CD, the first CD.
Well, I won't be the one to disappoint you anymore. And I know I've said all this so that you've heard it all before. The trick is getting you to think that all this was your idea. Keeping score. My love's not a competition, but I'm winning. Well, love's not a competition, but I'm winning. Or at least I thought I was. But there's no way I'm knowing. At least I thought I was. But there's no way I'm knowing. You know what it's like when you to the game, but I'm not. Oh. Well, I won't be the one to disappoint you. Well, I won't be the one to disappoint you.
Man, I love that. That was an acoustic track by Paramore. Haley, I love Haley. Man, Paramore should have won the Grammy 2 years ago instead of Amy Winehouse. But that was Life's Not a Competition, But I'm Winning, off their first CD, which was All We Know is Failing. And of course, they came out after that with Riot, which when I first heard that, was nothing like the first CD of Paramore. They just really, you know, now they've never looked back. Twilight. Soundtrack. Even Haley now has her own like solo recording contract. So that was an acoustic track, Life's Not a Competition. And before that, my favorite all-time favorite band was Mayday Parade, off Fearless Records and now Atlantic Records. And that is their first their CD that's coming out next month. You know, go to the Mothership website, and there's a link to all the bands featured today, and you can pre-order Mayday Parade's new CD, which is coming out, man, October 4th. I got it in the mail soon. Anywhere But Here. I'm looking forward to it. They also have a really good track called The Silence. All right. It's now time for the Clicker Challenge. This is the part of the show where I play 5 snippets of movies, and your job is to figure out what movie it's from. And at the end of today's Guy in a Tie podcast, I'll play it again, and I'll give you the answer. Here it is, the Clicker Challenge. Number 1.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Number 2.
Fear me if you dare.
Number three.
Does someone need a hug?
Number four.
Look at the size of that boy's head.
Shh.
I'm not kidding. It's like an orange and a toothpick.
Shh, you gotta give the boy a complex.
Well, that's a huge noggin. It's a virtual planetoid. Shh. Has its own weather system.
Number five.
Here goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at a crosswalk. I changed lanes in the intersection. I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding.
Okay, that was a clicker challenge, and later on in today's Gynetai podcast, I'll play that again, and then I'll give you the answer. So next up is a band called After Midnight Project. After Midnight Project is an American rock and roll band from LA. They're currently signed with Universal Motown, and their first record debut album was called Let's Build Something to Break, which came out this summer in August. And I'm going to play a track called Through the Night. This is After Midnight Project. Hope you dig it on Guy in a Tie.
Is there something else out there, hidden in a strand of hair? So far beneath the surface, I need to get there. Oh, I paint a picture of myself 10 years from now, sitting in the same old chair, it's all too familiar. Well, I need to climb out this tree. My knees begin to bleed. Well, I'm afraid of heights, but your purple eyes make it easy. Cause I just wanna touch your body, and I just wanna make you crazy. To rust from lack of mental lust, your picture turns to gray. I'll sleep until the new day. Well, I'm afraid of walking there on top of broken stairs. Is there an easier way? Maybe she'll meet me halfway. I can't get my thoughts to leave. Sometimes I need to breathe, but I can't wait another minute. I need to feel her. I just wanna touch your body, and I just wanna make you crazy. Cause when I'm with you, I know I'm safe from the ground and all that chains. Will you kiss me and hold me tight? So
man, I dig it. That was Through the Night by the artist After Midnight Project. And you guys can go to gynetai.com, and there's a link where you guys can pick up that CD off the record label Universal Motown out of LA. So that was Jason Spencer, Dan, TJ, and Christian. And, you know, they're all teenagers. They performed on Vans Warped Tour, the second release of that. So that was After Midnight Project. All right. Ding, ding. School's in session. It's time to be an optimist. Welcome to Gynetai Schools in Session. If you look carefully at the people who tend to worry the most, you'll find that most of them are, to one degree or another, pessimists. They are either convinced or at least expecting that things will turn out badly. They're looking for what's wrong. They are a little skeptical and cynical. When things do go wrong, they say, "See, what did I tell you?" If you think about it, the characteristics of a pessimist are very consistent with someone who would worry about things like being picky, negative, easily upset, and bothered by things, frustrated that life isn't perfect, and often critical of people who are trying to do good in the world. Pessimists spend a good deal of energy complaining that life isn't meeting their expectations. Interestingly enough, pessimists usually don't call themselves that. Instead, they will refer to themselves as realists. They will insist that the only reason they expect things to go wrong is that so much does go wrong in the world. They usually are very good at validating their beliefs with concrete evidence. Therefore, they will almost always call an optimist unrealistic. It's fascinating to me, Gynetai, however, to consider that optimists and pessimists live in the same world. So the question becomes, who is right? The answer, of course, is that both are right. It all depends on what you choose to focus on. You can focus on what's right with the world, the good, the beauty, the kindness, compassion, and thoughtfulness. You can notice the wonders of nature and the beauty around you. You can marvel at success, possibilities, miracles, and the gift of life itself. You can look at all that's right. Or you can focus on what's wrong with the world, the ugliness, the cruelty. You can complain about the jerks in the world, and when you look at nature, you can see the litter, the graffiti that exists. It's all up to you. It's how you look at it. Becoming more optimistic is a choice, plain and simple. You merely have to see what's in it for you. Happiness, less stress, better relationships, more gratitude, and more fun. The rest will take care of itself. Don't be concerned that being or becoming an optimist will make you unrealistic. That's just a myth. Optimists acknowledge that there is plenty of pain and suffering in the world and that there are endless problems to overcome and deal with. In fact, because optimists are less bogged down by the negative events and conditions of the world, they end up doing more than pessimists to solve these problems. Rather than giving up or remaining hopeless, they know that their small acts of love make a big difference to the world they live in. So, remain optimistic. You're not only be worrying about less stuff in your life, but you'll be making an important contribution as well. This is Gynetai doing the Gynetai thing.
Hey, teacher!
Doing the Gynetai thing.
Hey, Gynetai and students. This is Nothing Static from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hey guys, what's up? We just wanted to remind you to study hard, respect your teachers, and remember that an education is a precious thing. Thanks for listening to our music. Peace.
Thank you.
cool is that? That was Brittany Benjamin and Nothing Static out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. She is a cheerleader from Minneapolis, Minnesota Gophers, sending us some love and telling us to do some homework and to listen to your teachers. All right, it's now time for the Clicker Challenge. Number one.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Number two.
Fear me if you dare.
Number three.
Does someone need a hug?
Number four.
Look at the size of that boy's head.
Shh.
I'm not kidding. It's like an orange and a toothpick.
Shh, you gotta give the boy a complex.
Well, that's a huge noggin. It's a virtual planetoid. Shh. Has its own weather system.
Number five.
Here goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at a crosswalk. I changed lanes in the intersection. I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding.
All right, here are the answers for the Clicker Challenge.
Number one, Predator, Governor of California.
If it bleeds, we can kill it.
Number two, Shrek 2, Puss in Boots.
Ha-ha! Fear me if you dare.
Number three, Elf with Will Ferrell.
Someone need a hug.
Number four, So You Married an Axe Murderer. That was Michael Myers.
Look at the size of that boy's head.
Shh.
I'm not kidding. It's like an orange and a toothpick.
Shh, you gotta give the boy a complex.
Well, that's a huge noggin. It's a virtual planetoid. Shh. Has its own weather system.
And number five, Liar Liar, Jim Carrey.
Here goes. I sped. I followed too closely. I ran a stop sign. I almost hit a Chevy. I sped some more. I failed to yield at a crosswalk. I changed lanes in the intersection. I changed lanes without signaling while running a red light and speeding.
So next up, to finish out today's Gynetype podcast, I'm going to play The Mathletes with a track called Cornell Princeton Slaughter. The Mathletes formed because October Fall, one of my favorite bands from about 3 years ago, broke up. They were off the record label Fueled by Ramen. They put out one CD, October Fall, A Season in Hell, and they broke up, and then some of the band members got together and formed Mathletes. So I hope you guys dig it. This is Cornell Princeton Slaughter.
Summer. Oh, you know I want you walking down the avenue. I can see you believe in all
People who tend to worry the most are generally pessimists. They might call themselves realists, but the only reality they're focusing on is what's wrong with their lives or the world. You can choose to be an optimist and focus on what's right with the world. Don't worry. You don't have to be unrealistic. You can acknowledge the problems and the pain in the world. Simply don't let yourself get bogged down by negativity. You can do more to solve your problems, make your life less stressful, and be happier. Remain optimistic. So this is Guy in a Tie. I hope you enjoyed today's tracks on Guy in a Tie. My favorite track by far was, you know, I like Paramore, but I really dig Mayday Parade. So this is Guy in a Tie. Do your homework. See ya.